Trump applauds ratings for CNN town hall, many minds were changed. By Simon Kent on May 12, 2023. Former President Donald Trump applauded the sky-high ratings his town hall delivered for CNN, taking to social media Thursday night to proclaim many minds were changed. He used his own Truth Social network to outline his pleasure at the result and the 3 million-plus viewers who tuned in. "People are criticizing CNN for giving me a forum to tell the truth. I believe it was a very smart thing that they did. With sky-high ratings that they haven't seen in a very long time," Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. "It was by far the biggest show of the night, the week, and the month." Trump also made clear he was making important points regarding ongoing issues such as the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle, inflation, Russia-Ukraine war, and the porous southern border, much to the despair of his critics and the radical left. The radical left screamed, "Take it down, take it down," during the show, because they saw that I was making so many important points on the border: energy independence, the Afghanistan catastrophe, inflation, the economy, Russia/Ukraine, and so much more, Trump posted. Many minds were changed on Wednesday night by listening to Common Sense and Sheer Brilliance. As Breitbart News reported, CNN's Wednesday town hall in New Hampshire with Trump center stage saw ratings about 5 times higher than the network's typical viewership in the 8 p.m. hour among the 25 to 54 age demographic. The network scored 3.23 million total viewers and 703,000 viewers in the key 25 to 54 age demographic in the 8 p.m. hour, Nielsen Fast National reported. CNN's primetime average hung around 500,000 viewers, well behind Fox and MSNBC, in past weeks. "That is 5 times higher than CNN's typical performance at 8 p.m., Brian Stelter tweeted. The event outdated Fox and MSNBC. "Watch," Trump declares, "unless you're a very stupid person, you see the 2020 election was rigged." During the one-hour broadcast late Wednesday, Trump answered questions from registered Republicans and undeclared voters, with anchor Caitlin Collins moderating the event and asking the 2024 candidate questions of her own. The 76-year-old received a standing ovation at the end of the show. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.